If you were told a house might be haunted, would you still move in? In 1993, Deborah and Tony Pickman did. The couple moved into a quiet home on 508 North 2nd Street in Atchison, Kansas. In a town filled with Victorian homes and centuries of history, almost every house had a ghost story attached to it. But this house was different. The activity in the house got so bad. Tony Pickman was scratched, burned, and attacked by something no one could see, sometimes in front of witnesses. Whatever was in this house didn't just want to be noticed, it wanted to be feared. Photographic evidence of the supposed entity captured on dozens of photos taken by the couple. Some say it was the spirit of a little girl named Sally, but many believe there's something far darker hiding behind her. Oh yeah, it's about to get eerie. Tonight, we're diving into a truly twisted and disturbing haunting. This is Avery After Dark, and as always, I'm your host, Avery Ross, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into the story. This is the haunting of the Sally House. March 1993, Deb and Tony Pickman moved into a rental in Atchison, Kansas. The house sat at 508 North 2nd Street. The house is old. It dates back to the mid-1800s. Deb said when they found it, she knew it was perfect. Cute front porch, big bedrooms. And the couple was needing space. It was an exciting time for them as they were expecting their first child together. They spent the first few weeks unpacking, and everything was great. Atchison, Kansas is a quiet river town perched along the Missouri River, known for its steep brick streets, Victorian mansions, and deep sense of history. Many of its homes and buildings date back to the 1800s. Everything is going smoothly until about a month in. The couple began to notice strange things about the house. Lights would flicker, unexplained sounds, and the TV would turn on its own. Tony knew the house was old and just believed it was wiring issues. But the couple didn't give it much thought and spent a lot of time decorating a nursery for their baby. They had toys and teddy bears everywhere. Summer 1993, Deb gives birth to their son, Taylor, and this seemed to really ramp up the activity. Deb's sister came in from out of town and was staying with the couple for the week to help with the baby. So one day, Tony is upstairs when he walks past the nursery and sees something strange. All of the teddy bears have been placed in a circle on the floor. 6 or 7 of them. It's very creepy. He goes downstairs and asks his wife and her sister about it, and they have no idea. They say they didn't do it. But Tony had a brother who was a bit of a prankster who actually lived next door. He had been at the house a lot recently to see the baby, so they thought maybe it was him. Kind of a weird joke, but maybe this was just him goofing around. They pick up the toys and place them back on the shelves, and everyone goes about their evening. But a few minutes later, Deb is upstairs and hears strange sounds coming from the nursery. She walks back down the hallway, into the baby's room, and is horrified. She sees all the teddy bears are back on the floor again, in a circle, facing outwards. Something had physically moved these toys twice, and quickly. The couple knew this was not Tony. They even checked with him, and he told them he wasn't even home this particular evening. They don't know what to make of this. They're all super unsettled, and they actually sleep in the same bedroom that night. That's how scared they were. Tony wasn't afraid to admit this really weirded him out because there was no rational explanation for this. A few days later, Tony's brother was over at the house, and they told him they believe there's some kind of ghost or something. And Tony's brother really doesn't believe it, saying, "Oh, your house is haunted? Yeah, right. If there's something here, come out." And just then, as he's mocking the situation, a teddy bear flies off a chair. They're stunned. Tony tells Deb, "Get the baby. We gotta get out of here." This was out of control. They all run out the front door. And as they're loading quickly into the car, Tony is trying to get the baby into the car seat. He's leaned over when suddenly, he feels something come up from behind him and tightly pinch his back. He jumps, but is in such a rush, he doesn't give it much thought. They're frantic at this point. They go over to Tony's parents' house on the other side of town. And there, Tony begins touching his back. It's really hurting him. He asks Deb to take a look, so she lifts up his shirt. And there are 3 huge scratch marks down his back. This was no pinch. Something had attacked him. And he believes there is something in their house, something evil and powerful enough to attack him. The couple has to figure out what they're going to do next. At Tony's parents' house, they sit down and discuss their options. They know they don't have the money to pick up and leave. They're at a loss. They begin talking to Tony's brother about it, and he has a suggestion. He says his boss's sister is supposedly a medium, someone who has the ability to communicate with spirits. He suggests maybe have her come over, maybe she can help you. And the couple says okay. A few days later, Barbara Connors, the medium, meets the couple at their house, and they tell her about what's been going on. The activity in the nursery, Tony's scratch marks down his back. Barbara tells the couple that she's picking up on something. There is an entity present in the home. It's a young presence, the spirit of a 7-year-old girl. This medium asks her her name, and she tells her it's Sally. The medium tells the couple that Sally died in the home, a horrible death, and she thought of herself as the baby's protector, saying she would do anything to keep it from harm, and that when Sally attacked Tony, she was doing it because she needed to look after the baby. This is really disturbing because Deb hears this and thinks this entity is some sort of protector, a guardian. But this entity made it clear that she would do anything necessary to protect the baby from anyone, including the parents. So this is not a good situation. Tony does not believe this is some harmless ghost. He believes it's something much darker, evil. The couple began to take photos in the house, seeing if they could pick up on anything. And when they went to get their film developed, they were horrified at what they saw in the photos. Let's take a look at what they captured. These are the real photos from the haunting. As you can see, the photos taken in the house are strange. There's these unexplainable anomalies, big deformed-looking figures in numerous photos. If you're listening to the podcast right now, click the link in the show notes and take a look at these photos when you get a chance. They are pretty spooky, and it's about to get even more bizarre. After this meeting with the medium, Deb went to the toy store and purchased special presents just for Sally, kind of as an offering to her. Tony doesn't think this is a good idea at all, but Deb wants to acknowledge its presence, make it feel comfortable in their house. Even the medium, Barbara, advised them this is not wise. But this is what Deb did. She went into the nursery and placed these various gifts for Sally there, even saying out loud, "These are for you, Sally. We want you to feel welcome here." It was even said that when Deb would be reading to their son, she would invite Sally to join them. There are a number of reasons why you never want to do this. But number one, it's believed that demonic entities will manifest as a child in order to gain sympathy and trust with the living, so they can grab a stronger foothold and take control of their lives. So welcoming any sort of ghost or entity into your house is a no-no. A few weeks later, the couple had family over and they were all sitting in the family room when a teddy bear that was on a chair in the corner of the room goes up in flames. They're all screaming, they're terrified, and Tony believes this was Sally. And if she could set fire to a teddy bear, what's stopping her from doing that to one of them? Or setting the entire house on fire? But Deb continues to believe that Sally is harmless. A few weeks after that, one night Tony is alone in the kitchen, getting something to eat after work when suddenly she appears. Sally is in front of him, her apparition just standing there staring at him. He said she had a bow in her hair, a skirt. She looked to be from a different time. He runs out of the room upstairs to tell Deb that he saw Sally. He's out of breath. Deb said she was actually jealous that he got to see this apparition and waited for it to appear to her. But it never did. Time passed and Tony was just bombarded with activity and assaults from this ghost. He would wake up in the middle of the night to the feeling of something terribly strong yanking him out of bed by the wrist. He would be attacked. He would find marks on his hands and body, scratches, burns, and actual hand marks, 5-finger imprints that would blister. But Deb wasn't sure if this was really ghostly activity and thought maybe Tony was just tired and sleep deprived. He was a new father. Maybe he was just making things up in his mind. Deb was embracing Sally, on the other hand. She almost acted like the couple had two children and didn't really care about Tony's injuries. Tony also is hearing voices in the house, a whispering. But this doesn't sound like a young spirit, rather three adults talking. He can hear them whispering about something close, like they're right next to him, in his ear. He admits he's scared and he's not sleeping. So we have Tony, who is being tormented in the home, and his wife doesn't really believe him. Not good. Tensions begin growing between Tony and Deb. Tony is becoming more resentful of Deb and feels that the darkness in the home is encouraging his feelings of anger. He said it was pretty disturbing. He began having these daydreams, thoughts of hurting his wife. He would see it play out in his head, and it really scared him. This was extremely out of character for Tony. He said he would never do anything to hurt his wife, so to have these images and visions of himself doing something horrifying to her really made him feel like the evil in this house was infecting his mind, filling it with these sinister ideas and thoughts. And every day in that house, the deep feeling of hatred for Deb was growing stronger and stronger. And that's really one of the scariest aspects of paranormal activity, is how it can affect you mentally and emotionally, make you think things. So we have Deb, who believes that the ghost that is haunting their house is just this innocent little 7-year-old ghost. You know, she's buying gifts for her. She's welcoming her. On the other hand, we have Tony, who wholeheartedly believes that this is demonic. This is not a harmless ghost. As he says, he believes the devil is in his house. And this confirmed it for him. Tony said one evening he was in the house when again the apparition of Sally appears right in front of him. But this time he watched as it morphed into a demonic creature. What more do you need? That's proof enough for me. I'd be like, yeah, I wasn't buying the whole 7-year-old girl thing. Come on. I remember yesterday and I wasn't born during it. Tony also reportedly began seeing a woman in the home, dressed in clothing from a different era, mid-1800s type fashion. So the longer they're in this house, the worse it gets. So they make a decision. They're going to invite Barbara the medium back over, telling her that Tony is being physically attacked. They don't know what else to do. Barbara comes to the house to meet with the couple. And while she's there, she begins closing her eyes and has this horrifying look on her face. She says there's another entity in the home now besides Sally. This second spirit is older and much stronger. This is the entity that is attacking Tony. Who is it? She didn't say, as this adult woman would not communicate with her. But the energy was dark. Barbara tells the couple this is more than she can handle. This dark entity in the home was very powerful, and she suggested they bring in a team of investigators. And the couple says okay. Tony and Deb hope that if they can identify the dark spirit in the home, they can get it to leave. Later that week, Peter James, a well-known paranormal investigator and medium, and his crew arrive at the house. Going into this, Peter requests that no information be given to him or the team about what they were experiencing. He prefers to go in knowing nothing. This is eerie. Peter arrives at the house and he steps inside, introduces himself to Deb and Tony, and then instantly asks them, "Do you have a young daughter?" The couple, giving each other these knowing glances, ask why. And Peter said as he was walking into their house, he looked up and saw a young girl in the upstairs window, staring at him. Her expression wasn't happy, it wasn't sad. It was just blank. And we're off. We're off. He's walking through, and Peter, just like Barbara, the previous medium, picks up on two spirits in the house. The first, a young girl, around 7 years old. He begins communicating with the spirit of this young girl and begins calling her Sally. Again, Peter supposedly had no previous information about Barbara and what she discussed with the couple, and the couple did not tell him anything. So this is another medium entering the house and picking up on the name Sally. And there was a second entity, an adult female who was much stronger. The team enters the nursery and find it's a hotbed of electromagnetic energy. Peter tells the family he's picking up on something, and it's horrifying. He can now tell them exactly who this adult female spirit is. He tells them that this house used to belong to a prominent doctor in the town 100 years ago. This doctor had a maid slash housekeeper at the home who was also his mistress. This is the adult female spirit in the home. Peter says the two kept this affair hidden from everyone, and they had a 7-year-old daughter, Sally. One day, Sally got sick, she had pneumonia, and she died in the house. According to Peter, these were the two spirits haunting the home, a mother and daughter. Through investigating cemetery records from the late 19th century, it was confirmed that a girl named Sally did live in that house, and she died at age 7. There are reports that investigators even tracked down her grave. Word began to spread about the haunting, and Tony and Deborah's story was featured on a then-popular 90s TV show, Sightings. And things got pretty crazy during this episode. At one point, Deborah is being interviewed, and Tony is scratched on his arm while holding the baby. During the taping, most of the cast and crew members on the show all had their own creepy encounters while they were filming. Many of them were physically assaulted. And after this episode aired, the Sally House, as it became known, became famous. But for Deb and Tony, the longer the couple stayed there, the more violent it became. Tony had been working a lot and saved up enough money to move, but Deb was very reluctant to leave the house, to leave Sally. But Tony had hit his limit. He is still having these thoughts of coming after Deb and hurting her, and these daydreams are startling him. He was terrified, being attacked, not sleeping, and he tells Deb that they need to get out of this house. He was genuinely scared for their marriage and safety, and what would happen if they stayed in the house. So Tony and Deb packed up and moved out of the Sally House in 1994. As soon as they left, their life went back to normal. Those feelings of hatred and wanting to hurt his wife instantly disappeared. Tony said he never felt that way about his wife ever again. They've been interviewed about their experience in the house. It's very interesting. Deb says she still can't explain what happened, but Tony said this experience turned him into a believer. Deborah even wrote a book about the haunting, and the couple said that this experience brought them closer to God, which is amazing. And their faith got stronger, and they wholeheartedly know that divine intervention protected them in that house. Now, here's where the haunting gets a little complex. There are many that believe that the Sally House is haunted by Sally and her mother, like Peter James theorized. But others believe the true story of the haunting is much different and much darker. The other legend of this haunting states that in the late 1800s, a distraught mother brought her 7-year-old daughter to the home, 508 2nd Street, because a prevalent doctor, Charles Finney, lived there and operated his medical practice in the front room of the house. This was an emergency. 7-year-old Sally was complaining of severe abdominal pain, and given her symptoms, the doctor believed she had appendicitis and feared it was about to burst at any second. Dr. Finney told her mother that they have to begin surgery right now, right there in the front room. And this is where it gets really bad. According to this story, Dr. Finney begins to administer anesthesia to the young girl, but is worried that time is running out. So without allowing the anesthesia to take full effect, he began operating on her. This would be torture. Not long after this, Sally passes away on the table. This legend states that because the last face she saw before her untimely death was the face of a man she believed was hurting her, Sally's spirit was forever vengeful towards any man who lived in the home or even entered it. And for many, this would make sense as to why only Tony was tormented and attacked in the house and why Deb was spared from it. And then there's another camp that believes there is no Sally. There is no little girl ghost, rather a demonic entity in that house that is simply hiding behind the appearance of a young spirit, theorizing that this house is some kind of portal. Demonic entities have been known to present themselves as children, very similar to the Annabelle case, where it was believed that a young spirit was haunting a doll. And so the people that own the doll gave it permission to haunt it, and it was revealed that this was really just a demonic manifestation. There was no Annabelle. Nowadays, nobody lives in the Sally House, and that's probably a good thing. Yeah, it's been vacant since the 90s. It operates as a tourist attraction offering tours and overnight paranormal investigations. The Sally House has been featured on tons of TV shows and documentaries, and to this day, visitors will report the Sally House is active and has an oppressive energy. Reports of strange sounds, knocking noises. Some visitors have even been scratched or left with burn marks. But I have to know your thoughts. What do you believe is haunting the Sally House? Do you believe it's the spirit of a young girl and her mother? Or something demonic? Or maybe both? Let me know your take. I always love to hear your thoughts on these hauntings. What do you make of it? Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Make sure you're subscribed to this channel. Give this video a like and turn on post notifications so you never miss an episode.